Hello, everyone. Welcome to week 30. I can't believe it's already week 30 because I felt like
30.
Yeah,
God damn.
It's week 30. That's the thing. This is Roleplay Swan Song, and I'm fucked up on pain pills right now, so it's gonna be a fun show.
Woo!
I'm looking forward to it.
So we're gonna focus almost exclusively on Higgs this episode. It's gonna be like intense character drama.
Get all the backstory really locked up, so that moving forward, we know where we're at. You know what I mean?
Great. I'm in.
So Higgs' mom was a unicorn, apparently. This is a good episode.
Well, are you okay though?
I woke up this morning. I went to bed about 4, and woke up at, I don't know, it was about 6:30 and felt like I had gotten shot in the right side of my back. And I guess that got worse over time, and eventually I drove myself to the hospital and got hooked up on IV and all that stuff. And then I was out there.
Was it 0 point that? Like you had no inclination, and then all of a sudden that?
Yeah, it pretty much came out of nowhere. I had no... I woke up and felt like I had been shot, and that's kind of like... That's all I really remember. The pain was pretty vivid. If you ever have kidney stones, everyone told me it was the worst pain you can ever have in your life, and most people equate it to being the same pain of childbirth. I don't doubt it. It was pretty horrible.
Generally, one doesn't give birth through one's urethra.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You need someone to share stories with. Idra had the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, my brother had the same thing. He had it worse, though. He actually spent 3 days in the hospital. And they had to put him in this weird, water vat. And then they blasted him with sonic waves on the sides.
To disintegrate it.
To loosen up the stone to make it smaller. And I was just like, that's space age shit.
JP, I was at work, and I get a text from my wife.
Uh-huh.
And the text reads, "Was JP hurting last night?" And I was like,
"How did she know?
Hold on, I gotta break this shit down because there has to be like a fucking autocorrect in there or something that happened that doesn't mean when." And then she's like, "Yeah, like, did you see Twitter?" No, I didn't. So he's like, "I looked, but it was such an odd question, and apparently you weren't. You woke up, but I'm glad you're feeling better, dude."
Yeah, no, we're doing better now. We're doing better now, so that's good.
JP just kept asking for help, and you guys just kept laughing louder and louder. Just...
No, I had no inclination that it was ever going to happen, so I'm just glad I was able to get to the hospital without... Like, that was the hardest part about it was driving, because the best way to, alleviate the pain was to stand up.
Ugh.
And so if you're sitting down, it, amplifies that, and you can't, move to adjust or to, lessen it. It was rough. Anyways.
And then you had to pay attention and shit. Yeah.
Did you pass that shit? Are you done?
No, it's still... they said that there was two or three smaller ones or something, but it should be passed by the next 24 hours or something. So.
Good luck, man. Godspeed.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, I'm on a bunch of... I mean, it doesn't feel so bad right now because I've been popping pain pills like nothing. So. But anyways, that's enough about me. We talked to you last night. Anything else?
The funniest thing happens because this is, this really defines me as a per, but someone in the thread on Mirrorshade started talking about the books that we were talking about last night. And they were like, "Yeah, so you totally want to read them in this order." And it's bam, 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 bam. I'm like, "Oh, fuck, man." the eighth book on the list is the one I'm reading now. And so that really freaks me out from a, well, will I experience it the way that...
I'm the same way. It is
that sucks.
It is. So now I'm talking to the chat, and they say, "You know what? You'll be okay, but maybe read this other book in between two Stormlight books." And the problem is I'm not that far into Stormlight, but it's so good so fast. And again, I don't know. It's fucking great, so I'm excited. Reading on the bus and the subway. This is new to me.
Nice. Are you reading an actual book or are you reading on your iPad?
Bam!
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You fit in with San Francisco then.
What do you mean? Most people have fucking Kindles and shit.
I've read a couple of books on my phone, and it's once you get it used to it, it's not that bad.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I feel like it's easier for me to break. I'm like, "Oh shit, Montgomery Station, I've got to stop right now." And so I feel like on the phone, because there's less text, it's easier to break.
Yeah.
You know what you can do though? You can't just paper, man. Paper and book.
See, the thing about that, let me tell you, let me tell you, as someone who has, I'm like looking at, you know,
yeah, we believe you. Yep.
Of graphic not that are in fucking boxes, you assholes, like right there, like all that shit. Those are, see, that's what I don't need. That is this. That is this, Jeff.
True.
It's dude. Fucking this, man. Like,
phone,
there
Marcus.
It is. All of that has been, look, it's fucking been shrunk into this. And I
then injected.
That's
nice.
God.
That's what my brother collects comic books as well. He just has the giant bins that are like, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet long, just stacked with comic books. And one of his rooms in his apartment is like 30 of those. And there's nothing else in the room except the comic books. And his wife probably hates him for it, but she's never admitted it.
I love things.
When you're in that deep, though, what could you possibly do?
Yeah, like, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, like, and I
believe the phrase, you knew what this was.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because every single one of, not every single, but God, I'm getting there. But like half these books I fucking own digitally, too.
Yeah, just from all the bundles and stuff you bought, or?
Right.
Yeah.
God damn it. I pay my dues.
Yeah.
Industry.
I like that, though. You're supporting him. I appreciate that.
There you go. By the way, Wheat, did you see the Rocket League patch came out?
Oh, shit. Is it the one with ranked?
Yeah, it's got 3v3 ranked in it.
It's out, like, right now, today?
Yeah, you can patch it.
Sudden mysterious disappearance of Wheat. Oh, I guess he disconnected, guys.
It came out, like, probably an hour ago.
Oh.
Damn.
But, yeah. There's that.
Thanks, Dick.
why is that
the sound? What's the sound?
Why didn't you tell me that?
Came out an hour ago, bro. Nothing you can do.
Tell you when?
Right at the end of the show.
I don't know. There's just something to talk about.
I think that's something to be excited about, man.
I think you know. Pain pill amplified. JP's like, man, this is a prime opportunity.
True.
To be a total dick to Wheat. Here,
I didn't get it out of my system last night on Mirror Stage.
So here's what we're gonna do, Wheat. I'm gonna forward you my PayPal address. You just send me some cash, and I'll just see that Piani falls into a mysterious coma for the next couple hours.
Yeah. You know.
Nice.
It's win-win. If you die, you get to play that. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
That's true. That's true. Adam, what's been going on with you? We spoke with you last
since
night
yesterday.
Well. Yeah.
I finished my playthrough of Papers, Please, which was fun. I love that game.
Nice.
I hadn't played it.
Papers, Please is an amazing game.
Yeah, went back to play it, and I love it. People like watching you move papers around. It's
yeah,
like
I was.
Streams I ever had.
I'm not gonna lie. I was really confused when I saw the viewership you had for that game.
Right?
Yep.
Me too. I was like, wow, everybody. You know what it is? It's because I was in character the whole stream and never broke character once.
Yep.
I was like, silly Russian
you should,
accent. 4 hours. Come on over.
You should try crying. Get a game that has crying in it next stream. And
I'd tune in for
too soon.
We need a.
I don't know if it's too
game.
Soon. It's still going.
We need an indie game just called Mostly Crying.
There you go. We'll just play an RPG where
Cry
we all just sub.
Yeah, Crying Simulator.
Actually, an ironic like Twitch streamer game would be really funny, where you just take it different angles. Like, you've leaked dick pics today, this week. Like,
nice. Yeah, you have the dick pic leak. You have the crying person. You've got the person that's just opening card packs, just like non-stop opening
like,
things.
You're like, no, I'm gonna choose a straight and narrow. I'm just gonna play games and have a good time. And you have like no viewership, no one's watching. You're like, Jesus Christ, this is really hard.
No, exactly. You should have the option to like get into a real relationship with another Twitch streamer, and then you'll also have the option to fake getting into a drama-filled relationship with another Twitch streamer to boost both of your revenues.
Wait, nice. hold on, Steven. Are you telling me this isn't real?
My viewership has improved. That's what's real, Adam. Our bottom lines.
All right, fine. Yep.
Jesus Christ. What else you been doing, Adam? In the past 24 hours,
not much. I got my phone was broken. Now it's not broken.
Yeah, what? I saw you didn't have a SIM card or something like that. Did you go
yesterday I was trying to load an app and then the whole fucking thing just exploded and then I had Apple and they gave me a new one. No, it's an iPhone 6. Yeah.
What app was it? Was it? Was
I don't
it
even
Birds
remember.
2? It was fucking Angry Birds 2, wasn't it? Man, I should have mentioned everyone.
That's not an app, Wheat. That's a way of life.
That is.
So, no.
Yeah, I think I was probably trying to load some Puzzle and Dragons, and then it fell apart.
Puzzle and Dragons.
That's what I said. It's Puzzle and Dragons. I know. I don't want
to. Puzzles and Dragons.
I definitely didn't, because I remember the conversation we had about getting yelled at.
I feel like you said it just to metagame me, but I don't know.
I think it's all Wheat hears now. Everywhere he goes, puzzles.
He's waiting for the meeting where he fucks up and the guy points it out again.
I have nightmares like that, yeah.
Yeah. Adam, you didn't want to wait till... See, I'm waiting till September because my phone is basically on... It's about to die any day now.
Like, JP, what? How old is your phone?
2 years.
Oh,
and
two,
like,
2 years.
Yeah, yeah. I bought it. I had to buy it 2 years ago when my other one died 2 years afterwards. And I've been behind by like 2 months every iPhone release. So I always have the older generation like 2 weeks before the newer one comes out. Ugh. And I'm trying like my hardest to wait.
JP, I want to show you this. 9th. This, my friends, is
a 3GS. Yeah.
It's an ancient artifact. That's how you know it's so powerful. It is. I bought it 5 years ago when the iPhone 4 came out.
That's a relic.
The 3GS was cheaper.
Is this a thing now, just having shitty old hardware?
I guess.
I'm just saying, like... Yeah,
dude. Steven's the guy who had a 486 when I was building my fucking Celeron and overclocking it to 450.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if you, Steven, I got a Voodoo 2 you can have if you want, man.
Oh shit! No way. No, I like seriously.
Isn't it slow as fuck, Steven?
It is slow as fuck. Not
yeah, like
that,
I don't know how you could function with that.
It literally is at like iOS 6.2 or something like that. It cannot update. And most apps nowadays require iOS 7 in order to even download.
Yeah.
So, like, I literally can't get any new apps on my phone. I need to upgrade. It's time.
The more impressive thing is that it doesn't have any cracks in it.
No, I've taken good care of it.
Yeah.
No cracks. The screen still works.
I feel like you get it's just like whenever you get, like, a new car or anything, the first, like, 6 months, you don't let anything happen to it. And then, like, in the 7th month, you start caring a little bit less. And then by month 12, you're just like, well, I'm just going to eat in the car because fuck it.
There's a thing.
It gets worse and worse.
Some psychologist wrote a paper about that, about how, like, people care a lot about a thing until even the slightest thing is wrong with it. And it's just like, fuck it. The guy.
You get, like, one scratch, and then you're like...
So the guy that was doing it, he left his car in, like, the worst part of town. I forget where he lived, like, Chicago or something. He left it in, like, the worst neighborhood for crime. Left it there for, like, a week. Nothing happened to it. He went back and he knocked out one window. The next day, all the wheels were gone. The car had been totally stripped. It's just, like, one little thing. And people are like, well, this is garbage now, so I can have it or throw it in the garbage or whatever. Yeah.
There you go.
It does happen that way.
So basically, Steven, your life is garbage because your phone is trash.
Yeah, you need to get a new phone, Steven. What the fuck are you doing? I won't even, like, talk to you at PAX Prime. I'll just say, like, I don't know who you are because that phone.
Yeah.
I didn't like that comment, Adam.
That's actually why Kiska yells at me all the time. She yells at me about my phone.
It's true. She's trying to tell you to get a new phone.
Yep. My new phone.
Steven, what's been going on with you besides your announcement of you're going to PAX Prime?
I'm going to PAX Prime. I'm super stoked. I can't wait to see you guys again. It's been way too long. But, like, also, I was just sitting here working on some West Marches stuff. You know, just having some fun.
Is that a bone naga?
It is a bone naga.
We had one of our players drop out. Did you see that today, Steven? I got to figure out.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
I got to
see
the roster.
Who?
You know, I can't publicly shame him. He'll get upset. Well,
yeah,
shit, I've already said too much. You know the gender. You know the gender. Shit.
Continue drug-induced JP. Leak out information.
What do you really think of this
what
person?
What else can you tell us?
Yeah. Anyways, we'll try to get that show working on this weekend.
Totally.
Anything? You're always...
That's about all, man.
You almost sold me on that... what was the stupid fashion box service? Was it Trunk?
No, a 5-4 club, right?
Yeah. I almost got into that. And then Wheat told me about this dress one. And his wife still never gave me the promo code.
Golden Tote, man.
Yeah, I still don't have Golden a subscription Tote. To Golden Tote so I can Golden get a dress Tote. Every month.
I gotta check that out.
Golden Tote sounds like a German army division.
No, they send you a dress.
Golden Tote.
No, that whole thing fascinates me.
5-4 club is supposed to be not good. Right? They're supposed to be like the clothes that they send you are really poor quality for the price that you pay.
Oh, shit.
That's what I was reading in the reviews. Because I was like a couple months ago, I was like, God damn it, I hate fashion. I don't want to care about what I wear. I just want somebody to sell me. Exactly like you said, JP. Yeah. So I was like, there's got to be some sort of subscription service where they just send you stuff every month. And there's a couple of them, but like the biggest one I found was 5-4 Club. Except all the reviews I found online were like, these clothes are shit. They fell apart right away.
I didn't look at the price, though, and I forgot which one I looked at. Maybe it was Trunk Club. You like go in, you fill out all the information on your sizes and stuff, and then they tell you like the estimated prices.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a monthly price. It's like they tell you the prices of the clothes they're going to be sending you. They were going to send me like $250 jeans.
Yep.
Like what the fuck? What the fuck do I need $250 jeans for?
Oh, this is such a beautiful moment of you being so Texan and like just wandering into fashion. $250 jeans?
That's so expensive.
That is expensive, but in like fashion, that's actually
I know it's not that much.
It's not that up there, but man,
but it will be next. It will.
I agree with you, but I, like Anna had to break me that too. Like we went to the store. I'm like, fuck that.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, no, that's scary.
When I went shopping for the clothes I'm currently wearing right now, sup, check them out. Yeah.
I saw
I spent so way more on this clothing trip than I have ever spent buying clothes for myself. But the reason I did that was because I wanted to get really good like fits and cuts and materials. Like I hope, crossing my fingers, everything I bought will last me at least a couple
years. That's the thing is, that's what everyone says they last you.
Yeah, so that's the investment, right?
You get what you pay for the most part.
Yeah.
And a good pair of jeans, like, if you do it right, can last fucking 3 or 4 years.
So, I saw all that, and then I found the God tier pants. Are you ready for this? Jeff, you might actually be into this.
Lay it on us.
All right. So, they're jeans, right? They're supposed to be jeans, but they're actually, like, some sort of flex jeans to where they feel like sweatpants.
Oh, God.
But they look like jeans, and they're from American Eagle's gotten into.
You're talking about jeggings? Because
they're not jeggings. Yeah, they're not jeggings.
It sounds like.
No, they're not jeggings. That's what everyone else said, and they criticized me.
That's what they
super
are.
Super cute mini skirt to put
so,
over top.
So I'm gonna be wearing them. I'm gonna be wearing them at PAX
really
Prime.
Nice to these heels I bought last year.
If you see me at PAX Prime, everyone ask me how my sweatpants jeans are.
All right, I will.
Are.
Will we get to feel them?
I will.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason I knew they existed is last year. I'm gonna name drop some people. Last year, Dean Hall, the creator of DayZ, was like at a bar and we were drunk, and I asked him what his jeans were because they had like the little drawstring from a like sweatpants. It's like, oh, they're not jeans at all. And he just like took his pants down. I'm like, what the fuck? And he showed them to me. They were not denim at all. They were just like sweatpants, but they looked exactly like jeans. Yeah. So there you go. That's how I know.
That
about
sounds
that.
Like, you know, like girls have a lot of the equivalent, like they're not jeans, they're actually leggings, but they look like jeans.
Right.
But that shit looks amazing. Guys wearing sweatpants jeans.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, it's a test. We'll see how it goes.
I think
all that matters is how they look. If you look dope, fuck it. Nothing else matters.
Yep. You might have to do some squats to pull them off, but
Like they're skin tight or anything. I didn't buy like.
What? What's the point?
I didn't buy skinny jeans.
You know how like shoulder pads are big for women in the 80s and early 90s? Like I think men and probably women too should make like butt shoulder pad pants. Like where it's just like.
I thought those already existed.
Do they exist?
Those
they
totally exist.
God damn it, this world.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can get like, can't you get butt implants?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You can get anything implants.
That's a little bit extreme though, JP. We just need pants with padding. That's what I'm
thinking. I think there was a True Life I'm getting butt implants or something.
I watched
like
the
that
fuck out of it. It was amazing. And like, MTV had the calf implant guy. And
yeah,
like
I remember the calf implant guy. It looked ridiculous.
Calf
implant.
And it looked so painful.
Man, but just use Cinedol for that.
They're slicing to your body.
I remember when they put it in like the blood. I remember that episode very vividly.
Dude, that's back when MTV had good well, it actually existed. Remember, everyone watched this too, because this is, I mean, who hasn't jerked off to this? But like, the breast implant one that they did, where they like literally show a woman having her nipple sliced.
I remember seeing that.
I love that there. You just started a sentence with who hasn't jerked off
to this?
Jeff, you want to know a secret? Well, a lesser known fact about me. In True Life, I'm a pro gamer. Fatality was in San Antonio at a LAN. And if you go back to that episode, you can see the back of my head because I was at the LAN, but I was under 18, so I couldn't sign the consent form to be on TV.
Man, imagine what could have been, JP.
I know.
You could have been famous and stuff.
Yeah. You could have had thousands of people watching you.
Yep.
Frozen in time since that era all the way up till now.
It's true.
Perfectly. Sometimes you just hit.
I know.
It's 100%.
Sometimes you hit max level real early.
Exactly. Jeff, what have you been up to?
You went
somewhere, right?
Yeah. Gfinity in England. It was my first time actually, you know, being outside of Heathrow and stuff like that. It's quite nice. It was funny. It connected a couple of dots. Like when DeMuslim lived in America, he always talked about how Americans are pretty damn rude. like in general.
Yeah.
And I was just chalked it up to him being a dipshit, a European, so you know, didn't think much of it. But after being in England, where everyone is so fucking polite, it's like actually to the point where it's kind of annoying how
really
they are.
It's a really different culture.
Very different. And I'm actually like a pretty, I figure myself to be a fairly good travel ambassador. Like, I'm not going to walk in with a 40-gallon hat and be like, Reagan should have torched all these people with napalm. You know, like, nothing like that. I'm like a pretty good guy.
Do people actually do that?
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time. But like,
traditional American greeting, Reagan should have torched all these people.
Like, walk in the morning to my English breakfast or whatever, like the first person's like, hello, good day, sir, like, can I get you a coffee? And I'm like, no thanks. Next person, hey, good day, sir, how you doing? Top of the morning to you, do you want a coffee? And like, I'm really, it's okay. One guy pulls out my chair, which I'm not used to, so I almost like dump myself on the floor. Then I like, that was really nice of you, stop. And then the other guy's like, top of the water to you. And I'm like, I haven't even shit. It was like a weird apocalyptic politeness event, you know, where I like was gonna,
that sounds great,
by four and just start killing people because they're being too nice. But it happens all over the place. And then they hand you a pamphlet and they're like, how is the service? And then all the checks are like, did they register you by name? What's the name of your server? And like,
man, dude, I wish I had that. I had the worst fast food service of all time today.
And
it was just business.
In England.
I know. I'm just saying, I wish we had that service here in America, not
at McDonald's.
Anywhere.
Okay.
Anyway.
Turns out when you don't pay people very well or train them very well, or treat them like humans, like,
hold
they turn
on
into assholes.
Look, the people at Chick-fil-A, whatever their issues are politically, if you go to Chick-fil-A, they are the nicest fucking people in the world. And if you say thank you to them,
except if you're
they
gay,
have to respond to you in the most polite way.
I actually read recently that Chick-fil-A as a franchise is also really, really good to its employees and franchise owners. And it sucks because if you're gay, they're terrible.
Yeah.
God, no. So
they're pretty bad. Yeah.
I hate Chick-fil-A, and I hate Chick-fil-A for one specific reason. Chick-fil-A is fucking delicious.
It's great, man.
I want to eat so much Chick-fil-A, but ever since I found out,
that's true about any fast food.
Chick-fil-A is on another level.
Ever since I found out that they donate to anti-gay groups, I have boycotted Chick-fil-A, and I really want their delicious chicken sandwiches, and I can't eat them because I can't support a company that donates to anti-gay groups. So, it kills me.
It's a rough scene.
Not fast enough because you're not eating their chicken, apparently, but yeah.
Yep.
I had a good time in England. It was nice.
Nice.
I've absolutely tipped over into that, like, and there's very few people I find, at least the ones that I talk to, that get this, but travel fucking sucks now. Like, I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah,
being home is infinitely better.
I got asked to do a job next week, and I think I'm going to turn it down because I just don't want to fly.
You're like,
you know what's funny, Jeff, is now you're going to start getting in. You know, you're going to be working with the youngins, and they're going to be like, "Oh, you got an event coming up, and I can't wait to go to that event." And you're just going to be like, "Fuck you,
dude." I have a friend that's flying four times before PAX Prime at the end of the month, and they are so excited for this. And I'm just like, are you fucking stupid? That is the worst thing.
They'll enjoy it now. That's great. And, you know, come back in a year. They're going to fucking hate it. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Just stuff that happens to you and you have no power over it. Like, it's a 10-hour flight. Fine. I had my aisle seat. I'm next to these nice old people that couldn't find their seat for half an hour. That sucked, but it's okay. Whatever. Flight's fine. We get to the tarmac. They're like, oh, sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There's a plane at our gate. We'll have more for you in about 30 to 40 minutes. We're like, okay. That shit happens. We're sitting there. Update, it's still there. Should be able to pull in whenever. And just like time goes on. Then they say the gate's open, so we start driving forward, and then it like stutters to a stop. It's like, oh, just kidding. Actually, they have to go back. And this is the point that struck home. The plane pulled out. A person started to have a heart attack on the plane, so they had to pull back in to get to the hospital.
What the fuck?
And it became real when I realized that I was actually annoyed that a person had a heart attack. I was like, God, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're such an asshole.
Your
That's
soul
pretty
is
bad.
Disintegrating.
I was like, let's tone it down, Jeff. Like,
I have this unfortunate event where a lot of times when I fly, it's happened twice now. I think it was both times Southwest. They didn't have a fire extinguisher on the plane.
That was amazing.
And it wouldn't take, it was delayed by like 2 hours because they had to fly a fire extinguisher from Dallas to San Antonio so that I could fly from San Antonio to Dallas.
God, that's incredible.
That's, JP, that's,
like, there's no other way to get
about that. But I need you to know that alternate universe JP is
probably dead.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
He's not. You want to know why? Some asshole had to smoke in the bathroom, dropped a cigarette. It started a fire. Next thing you know, they're scrambling around looking for the fire extinguisher. It goes down around Waco area, nails a whole neighborhood as well. Horrible. Just terrible.
No, I understand it. It's just... I almost grabbed the one off the wall and, like, put it on the desk and said, like, let's fucking go. Like, what do we do?
Let's go. I'll hold it.
Alternate reality, Jeff just goes on a rampage at hour two where I'm, like, the audacity of just the entire world shutting down because they have to fly in as special extinguishers. Like,
yeah, it was dumb.
Anyways, other than that, I'm heading off to WCS tomorrow in Burbank, which I'm excited about. I'll be there until Monday casting WCS, but it's like... This is when travel is pretty awesome. I'm flying out of Oakland, which is like 15 minutes away, landing in Burbank, and the Burbank to the hotel we're staying at, I could walk to.
Nice. So
if I can travel like that.
That's a good one, yeah.
Get tubes in the future where we just teleport to places. And then other than that, the most exciting thing to happen to pretty much any of us, I think, in recent history, might be picking up the Warlord Titan tonight.
Might be sounds like a huge setup for disappointment.
Oh, no. See, you and I, great minds. I've shielded myself. I'm protected.
Okay, I just worry about you.
I'm letting the epoxy set, and, you know, like, it should be good tonight. And I'm like, I'm actually in the mode of I'm not going to see it, not only tonight, but I leave tomorrow, so I won't see it until, you know, Monday. But I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with it. If I see it tonight, full body orgasm. Just sustained orgasm, like sting
in
the plate.
You get a periscope that shit for us?
Yeah, you gotta put that live, man. 30,000 viewers. There you go. I mean, I don't want to cry on stream and make millions of dollars, but
could think of how many Warlord Titans you could have. You just squeeze a few tears out of your.
You could just buy a Warlord Titan every month and then make the money back two times
by crying over how much
crying about your Warlord Titan.
I don't know.
It's value. It's fine. Like, the Warlord Titan economy. I've mapped it all out.
I'd love to see the conversation with Anna.
For the first time in our marriage, actually just shut something down. She's like, nope. Like, please. She's like, absolutely not.
You just get the one veto, and that's going to be it, right?
Yep. Awesome. After that, you've got carte blanche for anything in your marriage, but that's gone.
Oh, I see.
You
just
going
to troll the veto?
I'm like, aha, you pulled your one trump. There it is. Well, then. Yep.
Everybody gets one.
Enjoying my time, decompressing. I'm jet lagged, so I went to sleep last night at 5, woke up today at 7:30, but I'm fine for now.
Wait.
That's that.
5 o'clock in the afternoon, 7:30 in the morning?
5 a.m. Oh. And then I woke up at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, you're about on my, I'm on about 3 hours right now, so there you go.
I told you I solved it. I think I actually figured out you don't need sleep anymore, so we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. Anyways, where did we last leave? We ended right after that fight.
Yeah.
We were still down in the.
Kudos on that banter, though. By the way, that was a good one. We did a nice. It was a nice half hour we got there.
Yeah.
The fact that we priced that whole
stuff, well done, too. Everybody. Yeah. That was very nice.
Yeah.
So Piani rallied the troops, and y'all went down into the Undercity. Of whatever city you're in Vinaya, and just like wrecked face. I'm supposed to remind you, Jeff, that your gun, you have Viktor Kovacs syndrome. Your gun doesn't actually burst fire.
Actually, I checked.
It's just a regular.
No, I checked under the weapons projectile.
Which gun is it?
Oh, wait, it might have to have. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have the asterisk next to it. You have to have the asterisk. Okay.
It's true.
I did cheat then.
That's okay.
No shift date for you, bitch.
Everybody would have all died, Jeff.
The guys didn't die by two, though. They got
Jeff,
blown up.
It's not like we got XP for it or anything, so who cares, man? It's just a worthless
fight. Nobody important
that's
died.
Weight off my shoulders.
That's fine.
And I made the mistake of designing a close combat character in a game where close combat equates to, like, slap fights. For fuck's sake.
It's, you know what? It's not that. It's that the base cyberware that you're using is just, like, nails essentially, or like very close combat, like
brass knuckle type weapons.
I disagree, because it adds a pop of close combat.
Yeah, yeah, I know, in the same way that brass knuckles would, but not very much. There's a, remind me after the show, I'll email you, there's a PDF supplement with a bunch of like cyber stuff in it, and you can look at that and maybe pick something that's a little more of like a close combat weapon.
Along the same vein, I'm going to forward you the movie Equilibrium. I want you to watch it. That's my character.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just sure,
get like adjusted to that.
It's that right? Character.
I'll just go ahead and between this episode and the next one, I'll write a complex close combat system just for you, Jeff. And then whenever we get into close combat, I'll be like, all right, everybody, take a hike. Me and Jeff are going to play this game for the next 2 hours.
Nice.
Don't spend too much time. It'll just be narrative based. I'll explain to you how everyone's dying, and I'm flipping around shooting guns in close combat. It'll be great. It'll be fine.
You know, let's just, fuck it. We'll take it to the whole other side. Everybody just roll a d20. If you can get 10 or better, your character lives. If you don't, they die. Campaign's over. It's coming.
There you go.
Call this the one roll game. So there are ways for you to be like a more fun Equilibrium-y kind of dude.
That's well, now can the, we like, roll at least to see what the outcome of the swan song would have been in that alternate universe?
Okay, sure. JP, okay. Do you want to roll the swan song d20?
Okay.
If you get a 10
Wait,
or less.
Wait, it's not individual characters?
Okay, fine. Everybody gets
Everyone.
To roll one. In the alternate universe where we just suddenly get really sick of playing this and want to cancel it right now. Okay, everything goes great for him.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, I thought that was my 13. No.
Let's not do this.
No! Also, how about you, Eric?
Eric is joining the roleplay server.
All right, so Eric doesn't even exist.
All right, well, we got with. That out. We got that out.
Higgins and the Roaches live on.
That's Wait, here it comes. Roll it, goddammit.
You got out.
No, there you go.
Eric, fuck.
I definitely believe that it was Higgs' fault that Piani Nefarious didn't make it.
Eric is holding Piani's body above him with his psychic powers going, no!
That's it for week 30. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And then, no, we just pull a, what is it, Dallas or whatever, where Piani wakes up at the end of the episode and is like, wait, it was all a dream.
I'd go with the snow globe. I want the
you
snow globe.
Dallas?
St. Elmo's. Elmo's. Elmo's? Yes, that's it. Don't watch that show, guys.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Dallas aside.
We didn't even talk about Better Call Saul.
I heard it's on Netflix. Is that true?
It's really fucking good. Holy shit. It is on Netflix. It's really good.
This is like the opposite of what we were talking about before Mirror Shades existed. But look, this time is over. You have your own
Save
show
it
late.
For next
you
week.
Talk about this.
Or West Marches. I'll talk
West to you Marches.
About.
Better
yeah, you
Call
guys
Saul
don't talk
edition.
About West Marches. I'll just, you know, tune in.
Yeah. Jeff can show up and chat and like chat. Better Call Saul was really fun, how's it? Oh, look,
Jeff,
in control wasn't there saying
Jeff, I give you the if you want to restream West Marches and put yourself in one of the frames.
That would be fucking awesome.
That'd be the most beta moment of my entire life.
You could just overlay yourself over JP.
Exactly.
Yeah.
JP is starting to talk like, I don't know, something. Warlock, yes, that's my character. Well, of course, JP, I'll begin to roll now.
Yep.
Really lost. He's fucking taking this to the next level.
All right.
So
I'm
anyway.
Ready to knock on this fucking door.
Hang on. First, Eric goes to one of the bodies on the floor. One of the bodies that had that psi blade.
There was just the one guy, yeah, that had the
Oh, blade. Yeah. He goes to the one guy with the psi blade, and you see, like, his hands trembling as he unclasps it from the wrist and, like, slips it off okay. and into his fanny pack.
Okay, can you make a perception skill check for me?
Oh, yeah.
If you succeed, you'll realize you're wearing a fanny pack and look like a total dork. If you fail, you will wear that fanny pack forever or until someone warns you not to wear it anymore.
Do I have to realize I look like a total
no,
dork?
I
feel like I may not, actually.
I think you might realize it, but you don't care.
Perception is based on something that
2d6 in your intelligence.
Right. And I have a 1 in all of those skills. So that's just straight 2d6 for me. Oh, God, the clicking. Oh, Christ.
All right.
Eric is terrible at skill rolls.
Your fanny pack is totally dope, bro. And now it has a side blade in it.
Awesome.
It's a, yeah, it's like a sort of wrist-mounted thing with a hand strap. So it mostly takes up the space kind of on your, it's like a bracer on your forearm. And then there's a thing you hold onto and then twist it to activate it.
Cool.
Yep. But, nah, never mind. Yeah, okay.
He's like, don't hit the red button, but whatever. You don't need to.
That's fine. It's fine. Okay, cool. So you're looting the corpse. Piani, you wanna knock on that door?
Wait, am I like bleeding out back on the what is? I got stabbed a bunch, right? And I also hit myself with a grenade.
You got slashed and you hit yourself with a grenade. But you got
hit. All right, Higgs. Yeah, you're not fucking chill for a moment.
Okay, all right. All right.
Sure. How are you gonna die?
Well, I might.
Yeah, eventually.
Like I say that, I'm kind of like.
What hurts?
Everything. I got a grenade hit me in the face.
Well, do you need me to get you a new face, Higgs?
Can you do that?
Just hold on.
Okay.
I knock.
I like how we shoot up the room, but then we knock on the door. I mean, let's not fucking forget our manners. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
The guys on the other side of the door are hearing like, ga-ga-ga-ga, oh, fuck, ah. Step, step, step. Who is it?
Player it's characters. Somebody order some murder hobos? All right. Yeah. So you knock on the door, and the echo is loud because you're angry, Piani, today. You hear sound on the other side, like somebody moving around or like something being dragged, and then silence after that.
I think I turn to Alfarius, and I say, I know they're in there. They're going to tell me something about the fucking eye. Maybe it'd help me with the door.
Yeah, Alfarius gives you a nod. I thought about him scanning the door, but he's not an idiot, so that'd be silly. But he goes over to the door, tries the handle, I guess.
Okay, yeah, the door pushes in, and it's the door's not locked. There may not even be a lock on the door, but it hits something heavy on the other side. You can get a little like crack open, and then it hits some like boxes or furniture, something heavy.
Does it feel, you know, is it like, you can tell when like a door hits a fucking brick wall, you're like, well, I can't push this.
Oh, yeah, no, there's like a tiny bit of like, give, but not much. It's whatever is blocking the door is pretty heavy.
Okay. Is there enough room for me to stick my head in?
No.
Oh, it's just a little bit, like a couple inches open?
Yeah. 6 centimeters.
I don't have anything for the job. I would give it my shove, I guess. Like, I'm trying.
Fucking kick it.
Can I assist?
Yeah, you want to try to, like... Describe what you're doing.
Yeah, let me see, like...
Well, like, I push the door, it like, stops. I would kind of, like, look at the group and be like, you know, help, I guess. And
yeah, let me look at telekinesis. I'm a telekinetic 4. Oh,
that's awesome. He's just going to ram the door.
Well,
with
I've got telekinetic ram, so yeah. I mean, like, I guess I sort of look at Alfarius and I say, do you need something open?
I believe Piani wants this door open.
Piani? Do you want that door open?
What do you open the door? Of course I want it open.
Wait, Eric, I've got like... some grenades. You want to use the grenades, Eric?
I thought you were fucking busy.
Pick up a finger, and then I go like this. Dink. And there's just this huge slam on the door. So yeah. I spend 7 power points? Yeah.
Hot damn.
And I activate telekinetic ram, which technically... let me read this out to you.
Yeah, please do.
I can launch bursts of enormous force, albeit with limited control. It does a number of 8-sided dice of damage equal to my telekinesis discipline level, but the object to be struck must be immobile. So it's kind of like I'm doing a huge shoving force of damage to something I figure either it goes flying or it takes the damage. So
yeah, telekinetic ram can be used as, it counts as a gunnery weapon. You could use it against vehicles and spaceships and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So
it can be moving.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's the irresistible force. You have to apply it to the movable object. So yeah, roll your d8s.
Oh yeah. Here I'm gonna roll like 3 1s and a 2.
4d8, right?
4d8.
Hadouken that thing.
God, it's so low. 11 damage.
It's fine. It's definitely enough to overcome the barrier that's been put in place. So what does this look like? So does Eric just casually like bleh, or do you like focus and something happens? Describe your psychic powers to us.
I think sometimes Eric does like to make a show of it, but this time he's like, oh goody, I get to do the thing. And I literally just like tweak a finger and like point it at the door, and the door goes blam.
Yeah, the door blasts off its hinges. The boxes that were like leaned up against it go flying. There's a shriek of terror from the other side of the room. And then silence.
I would
maybe
walk in.
Maybe some faint groaning. Okay.
I'm like a shock guy.
Yeah, so you walk in. There's a room inside that at one point looked like it was divided by like vinyl curtains up on metal racks. The kind you'd see in like a field hospital. It's filthy in here. The place smells like faintly of like copper and cigarette smoke. The floor is just concrete with tiles on top of it, and there's like a drain in the middle. And the place looks like the door has just been blown in by a shape charge. So there's like metal crates kind of scattered everywhere. And at the back of the room, there's a guy, like an old man, pinned under the crate, and he's like reaching for a laser pistol that's lying just out of reach. He's got a long gray beard. He's wearing a turban, but it's all like coming undone. And he's pinned under a heavy metal box.
If I could, I'll walk over there and like kick the gun away from him and then try to relieve the box from him. I mean, if he appears to be an old man, I'm not really worried.
Yeah,
about.
He's like 70 probably.
Okay, so yeah, I in that order, kick the gun away and then try to get the box off him.
Okay. Yeah, so you walk into the room. There are some there's like a standing toolbox nearby that's been like slid back against the wall. And there are a couple of like hospital beds that have been set up but are currently empty. Everything here again is like filthy and scavenged. Nothing matches.
I definitely speak up and say, don't kill him. And I'm sure there's more here. We heard a scuffle before we came in.
He nods at you and says something in Swahili and then walks over there to...
Okay.
Actually, can you learn like some words in Swahili? So instead of saying, says something.
Say something actually, I meant to do that before this. I was just streaming before.
No. Okay. I'm just saying, put in a little bit more effort to the character, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, Jeff.
Just learn a fucking language. All right?
You know, the multiple voices thing is good. I think that's definitely.
I'm on it right now. Learn Swahili in 3 minutes. I mean, Jesus.
Rosetta Stone. I'm gonna
buy
Rosetta Stone for you.
Says 3 minutes. Just give me a couple of minutes, and I'm good to go. This video is 4 minutes long. This is fucking bullshit already. But...
There's like 30 seconds of warm up and cool down on either end. Anyway,
wait. There we go. Jesus I got it Christ. For you, Jeff. I got it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm on this, guys. Commercial break. I'll be back with Swahili.
He's so he's pinned down. He's lying on his back, trying to reach for this this gun. You walk over and lift the box.
What's that?
You're gonna go over and lift the box off him?
Yeah. Like I said, I think he would just like he'd walk in, give like a kind of a quick appraisal of the room. Unless there's like five hulking monster men in the corner, he just walks over, kicks the gun away, goes back over, and then just relieves the man. Yeah.
Right. Piani, can you make a perception? Check for me.
Can't.
Jeff, you know what you could do?
What?
Anything you want to say, just plug it into that Google Translate link, and then I'll just play it, because it already sounds like a robot.
Okay. That's not a bad idea at all.
It sounds fantastic, actually.
That's amazing.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, I am a library. Ujumbo, Mimi, me, fucked up.
Seven.
Who wrote "Hello, I am a library"?
That's for me.
You are a funny son of a bitch.
Well, that's because you said so you had a bibliotech earlier, right?
Yeah, actually, he might have turned around and literally said, "Oh, I'm a library," because his brain's fucked up.
You know, some episodes are big dramatic combat set pieces between two important characters, and other episodes are this. It's welcome true. To the show.
Take away my Mr. Sicari, you get Alfarious.
Can you play it, JP? Can you just
do no, I've already played it. It sounds I guess I could turn it up to you guys as well. Let's see. I don't know what this will do. This is what it sounds like. Tell me if you can hear it.
Well,
that's amazing.
So you let me know.
This is the kind of shit I did when I was fucking 9 and I got my first Sound Blaster, and they had this program called Dr. Spazzo, and you'd just be like, look at this. Oh my God, an insane penis.
Yeah. Oh God.
I think we don't tell people what I'm saying, though. That's the thing. Like, I'll show you the link, but.
Yeah. No, yeah, I totally. That's the best way to
people
do it.
Should try to figure out Swahili. Like, if we can teach people Swahili through.
We've done a good thing on the show. For
yeah, absolutely.
We've improved people's intercultural knowledge today.
Absolutely.
Okay. So,
sorry.
What'd you get on that perception check? You got a 7, Piani?
I got a 7.
Okay. The room. There's nobody else in the room. There is another door in the back of the room, and it's like slightly ajar. But it's not like it's like still swinging. Like somebody just ran out. It's There's one other exit from the room.
One other exit.
Yep.
Okay. But my perception check doesn't see anything else that would be suspicious.
No. Yeah. You don't notice anybody else in the room.
Okay. I guess I kind of signal to Alfarious that the other door, and I'm gonna ask this guy about the eye.
Okay. I assume so. Do I just lift the box off the guy and then?
Yeah, you lift the box off of him. He doesn't run for the gun or anything. Like he pulls his like leg out from under the box, and it's like it's hurt, but it's not like sheared off or anything.
Yeah.
And he puts his hand out to you like to help him stand up.
Me? Yeah, I help him up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You pull him to his feet. And he gets up and he like brushes himself off and he's like looking you up and down and kind of like nodding and making like an approving noise. He's like, yes, yes, very good hardware. And, like, looks you up and down, kind of like ties his turban back up.
Okay, I look back at Piani and she gestures to the door. So then, because she's the captain now, I march.
Well,
to the door.
And him saying that, I think I immediately just go, "Oh, so you know a thing or two about it."
Not this hardware particularly, but cybernetics, yes, of course.
Well, it's funny. It's the reason I'm here. I got something I want you to look at.
He kind of, like, looks at the group of you and he's like, I heard gunfire outside. What are you doing here?
Well, I was told to come here to talk about a piece of equipment I've got in. Well, let's just say there's some ruffians outside. I don't know if you knew them or not. Maybe they're causing you trouble. Not anymore.
Yeah, he gets kind of like a startled look when you say that, and he looks at you and he's like, Are they dead?
I suppose all of them? I don't, maybe half?
He shrugs. He's like, well, it cannot be helped. Violence is a product of this business. You said you had something for me to look at, or are you customers? I'm a little disoriented. I think I hit my head when I fell when you... He, like, looks at the door, looks back at you. This is very unorthodox.
I apologize. My friend doesn't even know his own strength. But here's what I want you to look at. And I pull out the eye.
Okay, so he goes to look at it, and Alfarious, you're going to go check the back room?
I already did, yeah. I walked up to the door.
Yeah, so you're over there doing that? Okay, so you look around the room, and there's a cot. He's got a computer terminal. There's a standing armoire, but it's not, like, fancy. It's like a closet, a standing closet, I guess, basically. It looks like it's his room.
Okay, so yeah, I just kind of do a perusal, and then I just come back and I watch the, I overlook this talk and stuff.
Okay. All right, so he's going to take a look at the eye. He seems very interested, like he holds it in his hand and kind of like gets real focused on it. And I think he'll tell you all about it when we get back from the break. Let's take a break here.
I bet he will.
We'll elucidate after that.
There you go. Let's just get one silent Barristan snore.
I actually thought that was like traffic.
Yeah, no, I heard it the first time, and I looked at you, and you were laughing as well. So.
At least you guys think it's traffic. Sometimes people, my streamers, like, is that Anna sleeping?
I was gonna jokingly ask, like, is Anna sleeping near you, Jeff? Because I know that people ask you that.
Just have Anna hang out in her chair, like all passed out,
just curled up at my feet, just super, you know, asthmatic breathing, and I just.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's take our first break here of week 30. We'll come back in about 5 minutes and go into hour 2, so we'll see you guys then. We'll be right back with more Swan Song in just a bit.